Good evening, Color Luck. You're listening to the radio of Color Luck City, informally but more truthfully known as The Rock. I'm your host, Mallory Wilson, and your only host for the time being, as Nick has managed to schedule his exam for a solid 5 hours after he intended to. It works out well for me, as I am not particularly pleased with him at the moment. The man has no decorum. I apologize for him, listeners, and in the future I will make sure that any interpersonal issues that we have will be handled off-air. Now, I do still have a job to get done. First, on this week's community bulletin, the Crooked Arrow Pub would like to welcome local artist Grant Stanson for their very first live music night. Stop by between 6 and 8 p.m. this coming Friday to hear a small selection of their music. Next, Route 80 remains closed for the time being. And finally, citizens are reminded that the lake in the park across from the public library is much deeper than it seems, and small children should be watched closely if they are near it. On to our next order of business, which... Yes. Nick has very kindly left behind some horoscopes for me to read. Does anyone want to hear these? I'm not hearing anything, so I'll take that as a no. Lovely. Last week, a man set sail. The ship held himself, he is her captain, after all, cargo bound for Port Vale, and a crew of about 20 experienced sailors. The captain has been on the seas near nonstop for the past 38 years of his life, and the sight of Port Vale in the near distance is a welcome one. He is a Color Luck City native. He comes back when he can, and the beacons and day marks of lighthouses like the one that lives in the nearing city promise his soon return home. 1 hour and 20 minutes ago, there was an earthquake. You wouldn't have felt it, listeners, as it shook the earth from somewhere far from any landmass, but seismometers standing sentinel across the globe recorded the tremor nevertheless. The seafloor had slipped, and the ocean responded only seconds later. And out on that ocean, where the captain stands on the bridge of his ship, the ocean is pulling back. He should have been warned of the imminent danger, but for whatever reason, no warning reached his ship, and he gave no command to stay in deeper waters. Now, before him, he can see the shape of the city from where he stands, and as the ocean begins to draw back, and back, leaving an empty coast where there should be water, he can do nothing but watch. There is distant movement on the beach, limp ocean vegetation littering the empty shoreline and the twisted and broken remains of wrecked and abandoned ships from some time long ago ensnared within it. Before his eyes, the sight retreats as his ship is pulled back by the receding tide and an accompanying roar that he hadn't noticed until, suddenly, it was all he could hear. The wave rips past and over and through the ship, shore, and city, slamming into each in turn and pushing it further and further inland, and through it all, he doesn't turn around to face what is coming. He keeps his eyes locked on the city and its faint promise of home. Well, listeners, if you find yourself on a coast after an offshore earthquake, you are advised to immediately evacuate to higher ground. If the ocean begins to recede an abnormal amount, it may be too late. Should you be on a boat in the deep sea, do not attempt to approach the coast if there is a tsunami warning. Well, listeners, as Nick has still not yet returned, I am free to tell you about an upcoming performance by Bowen University's Faculty String Quartet. I've been told that they plan on presenting...
Hi, so sorry I'm late. It was all the way across campus, and I didn't have the car, so... Is the mic on?
Yes.
Oh. Oops. Aren't we usually done with all the show things by this... time?
Yes, we're done with everything. I was just sharing information about an upcoming concert. I may not be the one submitting community events, but I am the one sharing them, so I can do whatever I want.
You know what? Fair. You got the horoscopes, right?
Yes, of course.
Oh, good. See, I'll convert you one of these days.
It'll take a lot more than this to convert me, I'm afraid. You'll have to try harder.
Not to worry. I'll find a way. Have faith.
I'm sure you will. But for now, thank you for joining us this evening on The Rock.
We'll talk to you all again next week, and remember, sorry, Color Luck, I seem to have missed that part.
And remember, if the sea pulls back, run.